Hello, everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamont's, where you always get the dose of justice and truth. And tonight is no different. We got a special program tonight. Excuse my speech. I'm having problems. I got up yesterday not knowing if I was going to continue or whether I was going to join Pele, Barbara Walters, and Pope Benedict XVI. Right now, I'm still here with you. I'm going to go over some things with you. Last night, I decided not to do a program because of a little something that went on between the Lord and me. I was going to say, well, I'm still going to put a number in for that mega lottery and almost $300 million. And I was told I could either win the mega, or I could continue to live. And of course, I'm no fool. Mama didn't raise no fool. So I said, I take the life because I can always win a million or whatever, a billion, or earn it another day. It's going to continue to live. But you could win the money and die the same minute you go up and accept a check with that type of a deal, saying, well, I'll take the money. So no, I didn't play no fool. But guess what? All of my numbers came up. And not me just saying that, you can go and check and know what numbers are important to Mr. Larry. If you are a researcher, you can see the numbers came up just as I said. But I'm not mad about that. I'm glad about the situation. As I said, I got problems right now trying to say certain words and so forth. Not like the little corn boy that got on, little black boy that got on now for New Year's Eve. And it reminds me of the little president. They call little black boy, little president. And he went around and interviewed everybody and at the convention and interviewed President Obama. And I think President Obama got kind of insulted and embarrassed by it, but even along with it. And I told you something was fishy about little president, and find out that little president was just a hired actor. It wasn't a kid who really wanted to be president or so like that. It was a white man decided that he wanted to make a caricature of a black child, thinking that he's the president by wearing a suit and walking around with a microphone interviewing folks. I was the only one that had the balls to say that, and I was the only one that was right. This little boy, the corn on the cob, they don't want to tell you about Mr. Larry and what I've done during the year. I started out the year by telling you about opiates, telling you about human trafficking. And those things were so important during the year. I won't go over the facts that happened in the year. When you got 600 mass shootings, including my city, I tell you about the young woman, the last one to die here, and the man they said allegedly they were looking for. He was found in Texas and allegedly got involved in a gun battle with the police and got killed. But everything Mr. Larry told you have come to be. I'm not going to give you any predictions tonight. I don't know when I'll come back and talk to you again, you know, because it seems like it's a losing proposition. I warned you before this storm came about how to fix your cars, what kit to put in your cars, and how to react if you get stuck in a snowstorm. Didn't listen. Didn't pay me any mind. Over 30 deaths in Buffalo alone, and they think probably more when the snow melt and they can see under the snow piles. And then the cars, they got snow pile up on them. Sheesh. But Mr. Larry was the only one that warned you about those things. He's the only one that warned you about the power plants and the assaults on our infrastructure. When they did it the other day, I warned you and said it's not done yet. Come right back less than a week and did it again. The white man don't want you to know anything about Mr. Larry. They're so afraid of me. They're so afraid of me being successful in what I do. And so what do we see? We see them punishing me constantly. Now, what happened to me, I got up yesterday morning. If I lived in a proper city, I would got up, maybe went to the doctor or to the hospital or call an ambulance. I don't trust these doctors or ambulance people here. I'll tell you how they did me when I got shot. Laughed at me. Thought it was funny. They're going to show how they hate me so until they do it. They know they're not going to be fired for it. So that's what they did. Well, some of them are dead now. And I'm still walking around. The Lord told me, he said, keep on going. Keep on pushing. But I'm going to hold off on having the House of Larry Lamont program, because don't seem like you appreciate it. You give all your money to other people. You know, I told you how I did the beaver. I can't say my B's, my F's too good, but how they did the beaver. I got him more business than he had in 20 years. And then he started giving sweatshirts and t-shirts to other people. You're my favorite fan. I'm with you. Well, I'm done with some of y'all now. Until you get to the point that you DM me, or you decide that you want to email me, or some reporter contact me and wonder where is Mr. Larry and how is he? Did he pass away from the illness that he got or whatever? I'm not coming looking for y'all. Comes to money, y'all give all the money to other people that not giving you any information. Like I told you about Little President and the boy eating the corn on the cob. That's what they do our black people. I saw today they were talking about something, I don't know if it's a song or what they were saying, that they don't want to listen to the elders. Quite naturally, you don't want to listen to the elders telling you not to do the so-and-so that you've been doing all year long. I'm looking at this young black woman on TV that they, this year, try to push down black folks' throat, and everybody thought that she was our diamond in the rough, and the woman don't have a bit of talent, but it's who the white man wanted to push down our throat, like the little corn boy and little president. They pushed this woman with this Abbott elementary school, one of the worst comedies or television programs ever on. But I just got my copy of Variety magazine and got the top 100 films of all time. And they missed the boat with many, many movies. Of course, they didn't have Black Panther on it. They didn't have Imitation of Life, and they didn't have Coolie High on it. I didn't see Avatar on there. I didn't see Titanic. Maybe it was. With my health and so forth, when I look again, I might find it. But they want to totally laugh at us in our existence. And I looked at that program the other night with the black woman I told you, with Kendrick. I could only watch about 1 minute before I turned it off. It was so stupid and ridiculous. After I got off the program the other night, Monday, I turned on Facebook, and there was a little symposium with some black women, and the conversation was, should black women date outside the race? you don't hear any other race say that but ignorant black women. You don't hear black men saying that. Black women that want to do that always put that on black men that you've been doing it all the time. When our backs was beat like a whipped Peter, slapped around molding Chris Rock. Now, here you trying to tell us that y'all been doing it all the time. Emmett Till looked the wrong way. It had an iron tied around his neck and thrown in the river. Whistle that a white woman, supposedly. So keep your lie to yourself. It's what you want to do. Don't put the lie on us, just like when it came with Beauty and the Beast. I just saw the woman a few minutes ago trying to berate us with she's an elder, so she can tell us all what to do and so forth, because she got on some round glasses and so forth. Looked like Sherman and Peabody. But she didn't have sense enough to say, I'm the first black Disney princess playing Belle. I want a black man playing the prince. At least get a black man playing my father. Don't have that type of knowledge. But I predicted that at the beginning of the year. It's the same old, we ain't lost nothing. Every year, black women say, well, you know, it's 2022. They said that before you folks were born. They were saying that like, well, you know, it's 1995. Well, you know, it's 1980. Well, you know, it's 1976. So that they can do their stuff against black men and the black family. And always talk about, well, we're modern black women. Black girls rock. Sheesh. I'm sorry we couldn't have that program Friday, because I was looking forward to it. But like I said, you can hear me now. The Lord gonna bless me probably with a longevity, I think. More life. He kept the money. I didn't get one penny of that money. But I would have had every cent of that money if I played my numbers that I was going to play. I don't know how many other people would have hit. But I sure enough would have got a piece at $200 million. He didn't say nothing about playing tonight or tomorrow. He said last night. As I said. So I come back. I might be in the money. But you people will give your money to anybody with a cockamamie story. Lying to you. What did they talk about? They got an illness. Their child got an illness. Or I'm bullied in school because I'm a midget or a little person. Oh, they bully me in school because I wear glasses. Oh, well, we got to give him a GoFundMe program and raise money for him. So you raise $10, $15 million for somebody that ain't doing nothing for you and lied to you. And sheesh. I was the one that predicted everything that went on this year. Whether it was with Trump, whether it was with January 6th insurrection, the committee, what happened in Michigan with Governor Whitmer. I told you all about that, but nobody believed me. They came at me first. I don't run. And if they had come at me as the governor, if I was in the governor's house and they was down there in the state building running their mouth, you want to see me? I've been right down there with my gun on my hip. Who down here making all that noise in the people's house? And I would direct you that all of them be placed under arrest. Sheesh. But I won't be back until you show some respect for me, because I ain't getting nothing out of it. These are the people getting millions of dollars. $100 million, $300 million. I get nothing. I'm giving you truth, giving you justice, giving you millions of dollars worth of information. Really, companies will pay that. Look at Twitter right now, run by this idiot. They said that the place reeks of body odor and fast food because this man had fired all of the janitorial service. Then people got to bring toilet paper from home. But still, you kiss his behind. Talking about how smart he is. Are you kidding me? Sheesh. But I'm here to tell you that I'm here for you. They're not here for you. And I want you to understand, dear hearts, I'll think about you. I'll pray for you. These folks that are going to pray for you, they don't pray. I'm going to pray for myself, going to pray for you. That you keep on being blessed, that you have a good year, 2023. I just made my dinner, but I don't feel like eating none of it, you know. Good, smell good. Maybe tomorrow I'll get up and feel like I can get into it. But I think the Lord wanted me to just take the time off, wanted to smack my behind and say, look, those folks don't appreciate you, just like didn't appreciate my son, didn't appreciate me, nobody else I sent in my name. They sent back in a body bag almost, cause they killed them all. That's what they want to do to you. So like I said, the doctors and the nurses and the ambulance people laugh at, because they are just like those same ignorant folks thousands of years ago that laughed at Moses and laughed at Noah and laughed at Jesus, that right now make fun of God, talking about the little man that flying in the sky, but every time you see one, they got a cross around the neck. Sheesh. Or tattoo of a cross. Hello. Things aren't what they seem in this country or this world. Benedict was the first pope to resign in over 600 years. And he did so because of the scandals. He couldn't have left, and he would have stayed there and died a pope if it hadn't been for the scandal. So he left it for Francis to deal with. Said that, I'm not going to be around to take it anymore. They all are complacent because they all have accepted these idiots running the show. So, like they take the movie, the television program Wednesday. Now they want to put Wednesday and the blonde haired girl as lovers. That's what they're running on Facebook. Friendship is not going to bed with everyone that you call a friend. You can let some white guy tell you that because it ain't usually a black guy telling you that mess. You can let some white guy that's mentally ill, like Elon Musk and these others, idiots, tell you that mess and got the world like Putin messed up with little Asian guy Kim. Sheesh. We're in hell of a condition because we got to deal with idiots. But I wish you a very, very happy and prosperous New Year. The time I take off, you can call me back the next day. If I get enough emails or direct messages, or you ask the reporters, go and interview him or so forth, hey, It is what it is. If you never come knocking, I ain't gonna open my door. I can sit down here and play video games and sit down here and make crossword puzzles and so forth and jigsaw puzzles and be just as happy. Tomorrow they're doing they got the Twilight Zone marathon on Sci-Fi. They got the classics today and they fooled you on watching it. I thought they were going to have the new ones today. That's when they said it's going to be. But I imagine the new one's going to be after 8, I guess, 8 a.m. maybe. If not, I plan to be around to 8 p.m. I'm going to sit and watch those because I was wondering, how did the brother fare with that series? As I said, what they like, such as Nope, I don't like. Us and all these others, I don't like. Done by black men and women. They don't want qualified black men and women. That's what, like this young woman I just told you about. Also, allegedly, she supposedly stole the idea for someone else. No one yet have addressed that. No reporter have asked her that. She's been interviewed numerous times. No one asked her that. They're not Barbara Walters. Because that's what Barbara Walters would ask. That's what Larry Lamont would ask. Excuse me, but I have to ask you this question, sheesh. And no, before they even started, I was going to ask the question. And if it's a little too much for you, then let's call off the whole interview. Because it's important enough to touch on. That's the type of people they give us. They throw money after. That's a little black boy eating corn on the cob. That's a little black boy thinking he's the president. And he probably not doing very well in school. All I know is he got on a suit grinning on his face that they think he looked funny. That's what they used to call it, pickaninny. Little black kids that white folks thought was funny. Now, with the internet, they call them adorable, like they do puppies and kittens. Oh, isn't he adorable? But when they get like me, they want to cut his throat. They talk about a race war. Sheesh. I just had to say that because that's just how important it is. I'd rather hear what's coming from Larry DeMoss than somebody eating sweet corn. And sheesh, I don't know about you. Your life might not mean much to you and your family and so forth. You know, I just saw that Twilight song where the guy built a bomb shelter in his basement. And all others laughing and playing and didn't do anything when the announcement came that there's something going overhead. They all want to kill him to get in his bomb shelter. It's room for us all. We'll bring some food and water if you'll just let us stay. Well, you could have built your own. Listening to fools like that gets everybody killed. And that's what black men and women have been listening to. Little boy eating corn on the cob. They talk about the African kids dancing out there in the dirt. And I did them such a great service because I made them embarrassed. I told the managers, you ought to be ashamed of yourself taking those kids acting on a fool like that. And you driving around in a fine car, so forth. The equipment you got is sophisticated equipment that costs a lot of money. So I think, first of all, what you should have done was buy them some shoes. So everybody, oh man, me show the old man emoji. Well, next time you saw the kids had on uniforms, had on shoes inside, dancing, not kicking up dirt. You didn't hear one white person thought that that was nice. Well, Oprah need to give them a job. No. They weren't looking like a fool anymore. Any longer. You're only going to hear the truth coming from Mr. Larry. I told you like Dad said, Reverend Cook said, this will be the last time you hear this for some time. The ending. I'm going to say it probably again before I log off, but he said that, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. That's me. I love you an awful lot. You're taught to laugh at somebody trying to teach you sense. I don't want to teach you how to smoke a joint or how to drink a beer or make a mixed drink. That's not what's in my mind to teach you. I want to teach you how to survive. That's why the Lord said, you can either win all this money, my son, or you continue to do what you're doing, but on my time. So I'm walking up like Moses up the mountain to get more stones and more tablets telling me what to do. If you want to come back, you let me know. If that's never, that's fine with me. I plan to live a long time. I don't plan to go anywhere. And I might go like I told you. It says one of the morning, you go look for me and I'll be gone. That could have been yesterday. It wasn't for me. It was Pele's time. It was Barbara Walters' time. And it was Pope Benedict's time. I'm going to make it 30 years or 20, 30 years. We got a long time together. But you got to get your head right. And if you don't do that, you know, love you, God bless you, and keep you safe and sound, and you have a prosperous 23. But I know you're going to still let the folks abuse you and use you. I'm going to sit back. I want to say and say something. You know, they kicked me off of Twitter. I'm not back on there yet. That's fine. I'm not going to say anything on Facebook during this hiatus. I could, but I'm not going to do it. I want to see who else got the chops that Larry DeMoss got. I want to hear their predictions and see how many of their predictions are going to be right. Well, there go the gunshots. That's quite all right, quite all right. I don't know why they over here, old folks place shooting. But that's the fools. They want me to hear it. Ain't no homes over here. Hardly, but hey, it is what it is. As long as they don't come here and start no mess, won't be no mess. Huh. I'm looking at wonder, are they going to drop the ball here, or are they going to talk and sing instead of got, 2 minutes? I don't know where they are. But the local people are on that station. Well, folks, it's time for me to check out. Wish you a happy 2023. I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.